Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 16th chapter of John. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. My friends, science is a wonderful thing. Once again, I am amazed at the answers the scientific community has provided. For example, they tell me that the equation above will allow you to calculate how happy you will be at any given moment in time. Now, if you can understand and use this equation, you can probably skip over the next paragraph in this devotion. Assuming you are still with me, here's the common horse-sense version of these scientific calculations. These brilliant men and women have found that people with low expectations are pretty happy folks, happier than most everyone else. You see, people with high expectations are sad because they are constantly being disappointed, while people with low expectations are almost always pleased at how wonderful things have turned out. Now, to the group who stayed with me and the folks who have just returned, let me say, I think Jesus would disagree with that equation. No, he wouldn't disagree with the fact that this world can offer some pretty serious pains and problems. Like you and me, Jesus knows better. In the verse above, the Savior even tells us that we will have tribulations as long as we live in this world. No, the Savior's objection is found in the fatalistic attitude which believes that these tribulations will always have the last word. They shouldn't, and at least for Christians, they don't. You see, Jesus is the game changer. That is why he tells us, take heart, I have overcome the world. Because Jesus has defeated sin, the devil, and death, all those who believe on him as their Savior find that the negative things of this life are no longer in control. Think for a moment, what is your great sorrow in life? Do you feel lonely? Jesus says, I am with you always. Do you think nobody even knows that you exist? Jesus tells us that the Lord, who watches over the sparrows and the flowers in the fields, is fully aware of our situation and stands ready to help us. Does everything seem dark, dismal, and depressing? Jesus remains the light of the world. Although it doesn't fit into the scientific formula above, we can always be happy because Jesus has overcome the world. We pray. Dear Lord, I give thanks that the crucified and risen Redeemer has provided the answers to life's great questions. He is the light to the darkest of times. In his name we rejoice and are glad, and in his name we pray. Amen.